Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. God's Word is full of life. When you choose His life, it affects every part of your life. God has made the blessing available to you. It's your decision now to receive it.
What measure you measure, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has what? Ears to hear. See, that's what he said. If any man have, he's referring to what he said here in verse 23. If any man has ears to hear, for he that hath ears to hear, to him shall be given. He that hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Well, God's not going to be taking it away from him. He just got through saying the devil came to steal it. And you're letting him have it by feeling sorry for yourself. Well, I don't ever prosper. Things just don't ever work out for me. And I don't know why saying it doesn't work for me like it does for everybody. It just did. It's been working for you all the time. And when you said, well, you know, that Mark 11:23 saying stuff, that don't work for me. Oh, yeah. It just did. Yeah. Amen. Everybody gets healed over there but me. Yeah, it worked. Everybody got healed but you. Amen. See, you're getting your measure. Now, can you see why that's so dangerous? Man, you just need to ride herd on this. This is more dangerous than a diamondback rattlesnake come crawling up into your house. Because at least you know to run from that diamondback, and this stuff sneaks into your house and bites you and cuts off the very life breath and brings death into your house instead of healing. Hallelujah. These are the sources of these things. And hey, after all, the power of life and death is in the power or the authority of the tongue. Well, I just can't see where I missed it. Well, maybe the Lord hadn't revealed exactly where the miss was, but you know your mouth had something to do with it. Oh, yeah, because the authority of life and death is right there in your tongue. Now, well, I just don't know whether I believe that or not. Well, you're a measure. You better believe it, because that's where God has given you authority. That's where God has given you authority. The God-given, God-ordained, God-protected right to take a thought and believe it and say it and expect it to come to pass.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Amen. And we're getting close. Hallelujah. Now then, let me tell you, go back to the 13th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Now, Matthew here is giving account of the same situation. Verse 11, he answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but them it is not given. For whosoever has what? Verse 9, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Whosoever has ears to hear, to him to be given, he shall have more abundance. Whosoever hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Verse 14, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed. They closed them. The devil didn't close them. They closed them. What is that referring to? What have we already heard here that refers to that? The measure. They've closed their eyes, and they have begun to measure unto themselves nothing. They've closed their eyes. They've shut off their ears. They're not seeing and they're not hearing. Why? They've cut the measure off. Now, God's measure is full. But the way you measure it, He measures to you. You're the standard. You set the measure standard. Now then, I want to show you this. Those of you that have our New Testament, yours is already marked this way. But where can I, who's got a camera? I want to put this where you can see this on the screen. Can I work with this one over here? I want you to get where you can see how this is marked. Okay, now let me show you what's going on here, and then I'll turn it back around where you can see it. For this people's heart is waxed gross, 15th verse. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest at any time. Say that. At any time. When? Anytime. Anytime is right now. Right now. Right now. R-I-G-H-T, rat. Not no mousy rat, R-A-T. Rat, right now. Lest at any time they should see. Well, now, wait a minute, see what? The 19th verse, he said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom. So, the Lord had me draw lines from the word of the kingdom. Anytime they should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes, and anytime they should hear the word of the kingdom with their ears, and anytime they should understand the word of the kingdom with their hearts, and should be converted. Let the word of the kingdom change the way they see, change the way they hear, change the way they understand, convert from the way they've been thinking, the way they've been seeing. They've opened their eyes, they've opened their ears, and now they're hearing the word of the kingdom. So the word of the kingdom converts the way I think, converts the way I speak, convert the way I act. I should heal them. There it is. Anytime. Anytime. What's happening here? You're changing your measure. You're not thinking sorry for yourself anymore. You're thinking, dear Lord, I've been blessed all the time here. I choose blessing. Come on. I choose blessing. I choose the blessing of the Lord. I'm done with that kind of thinking. I'm done with that sad, woe is me, old depression kind of thinking. I'm done with that. I choose not to think that anymore. Glory. Jesus, I choose your way of thinking today. I make my choice. Go with me now to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Most of you are very familiar with this scripture. I've preached it and preached it. Well, I'm going to preach it again this morning. Because you see, God never changes. Never. Never, never, never. Praise God. We are the ones that need to change, not God. Verse 19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have, not I'm going to, I'm about to, no, I have already set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose. Who? Who choose? You choose. Use the understood subject there. You choose life. Well, you'd think everybody would make that decision. But no, people don't choose life. You can't talk like the world and choose life at the same time. Because you make the choice with words. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. But then listen what else he said in the 6th chapter of John. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you're going to choose Jesus, you're going to have to choose his words. If you're going to choose his life, you have to choose and speak and think his words. Yeah. Because words are life carriers. Words are death carriers. Words are fear carriers. Words are faith carriers. Words are spiritual containers.
Yes, amen.
And whatever is in those words can go into your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and get down into your spirit, where there those words release what is in them. You are blessed to have in your possession this morning a copy of God's sayings. His word is full of his faith, his love, his joy, his healing, his finances. His word is pregnant with him. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And he said, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Pull your ear towards me. Even when you, it's something that you don't really want to hear. Hear it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
For they are life.
Hallelujah.
To all that find them. And they are medicine to all your flesh. Glory to God. You choose life, that both you and your seed may live. That is a powerful statement. He said, you choose life. You begin to speak God's word in situations. You choose life. You choose blessing. And you resist death words. You resist curse words. And you're speaking life words. Look what he said. He said, you choose life that you may live, but your words will get into your future. And your seed will live. Why? Because they're going to talk like you.
That's right. That's right.
They'll talk like you. Amen. All right. That, or you could say, so that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. And he is the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Galatians 3:29. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Whew, that's the promise of the blessing. Amen. Glory. Amen. So there's Abraham. There's Isaac. There's Jacob. There's Jesus. And there's Kenneth.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm the seed of Abraham.
That's right.
Through Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, here's what is so big out of this. Out of all we've been talking about this morning, the reason you are sad is because you've not made the choice to be anything else. The things of the world, the world is walking and flowing in a death direction. You don't have to try to be negative. Just relax. Why? Because that's where the stream is going. And if you relax, your little boat will just turn and you'll begin saying, well, I'm just so tired, I'm about to die. I just feel like my feet are killing me. I'm just thrilled to go. I'm just gone. You start talking like the world again. Next thing you know, you're sad. Well, I don't think I'll go to church this morning. Well, why not? Well, all they do over there is jump up and down, scream, holler, and bellow, and dance in circles. Yeah. You know why? That's what they chose to do with their morning.
Amen.
And that's the reason they're blessed, and that's the reason the healing power is working in them, and that's the reason if they continue to work in it, it'll stay there all week. It'll just work all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But you chose to do something else, so something else happened. Why? Because the measure that you chose is working in you.
Right.
Now you can see why depression and sadness and weariness and all of that is so dangerous.
Yes.
It will kill you. To be carnally minded is... Four people said it. To be carnally minded is death.
That's right.
But you have to choose. It's set before you. You choose. Nothing happens till you choose. Nothing happens till you measure. Now look, God's already made His choice. He made His choice. He said, I have set before you. He has made His choice. He's already chosen you.
Amen.
Before He ever said it before you, He chose you.
Amen.
You get busy and fix your mind on Christ that raised and the God that raised Him from the dead.
Yes.
That's so that you don't get weary and faint in your mind. You cast imaginations down.
Yes.
The imaginations is where spiritual warfare takes place. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty.
Yes.
Through God, you have the mighty power to cast down imaginations and bring every thought into obedience.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
To Christ Jesus and to His anointing. Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I said, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can forgive. You can forgive anything. You can forgive anybody. Hey, you got the mighty power. You got the mighty power. You can tell your mind, shut up, brain. You think what I tell you to think. Get your Bible out and get these verses out. I cleave to the Lord my God. Shut up, brain. Soul, you say what I tell you to say.
Amen.
Why not, Brother Cooper? Where'd you get that? I have this book. And in it, it has the 103rd Psalm. And in it, the psalmist said, Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Talking to his soul. You need to get into this and look at this. He's not standing there saying, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. No, no. There's a bunch of stuff going on in his soul that he's putting a stop to, and he's commanding his soul, and all that is within me, you straighten up. You get in line here. I have chosen to bless the Lord. You're going to talk like I say talk. You're going to think like I say think. And you're not going to forget his benefits anymore.
Every time we come, the Lord is doing something new. He does something great. We have miracles. We have Sister Gloria coming, and man, I mean, it is great.
I like the personal feeling that you get when you hear them speak.
It's nice to come where everyone's believing.
You say, well, I don't have anybody. Nobody loves me. The Lord will take you up. He's the only one that can really do you any good anyway.
I just wanted to say how blessed I was in the service today. I really received my healing.
He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Well, did he go?
Yes.
Well, all right. It's time to get to work.
You got to take God at his word and know that if God said it, he's able to perform it. He can bring it about.
We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We're not civilians. The natural military is actually a mirror image of what the body of Christ is supposed to be doing. And the scripture says civil authority, military authority, does not wear the sword in vain. They are ministers of God for our good. Now, they need to know that.
Knowing that he supports us, that's good for me. We need lots of prayers. It's a rough, long days many times. He seems to have a love for the military, and that thrills my heart.
Just don't know what it is to have support of others. It's unbelievable.
It reinforces and makes you not feel like you're alone.
I don't think the country has a proper understanding and respect and honor of the military. And of course, Kenneth does, and that's why he is so adamant about ministering to those that serve our country.
He honors those that has put their lives on the line for our country.
I'm a veteran of 24 years in the Army, so I appreciate it, and I've gotten those free bags every year, and they have a lot of stuff in there, and I enjoy reading them and listening to the tapes and stuff.
When we come into meetings like this, we don't take any of the offerings. We turn it right back into the chaplain's funds and so forth, and we match the offering. Oh, partners, I'm telling you right now, God bless your darling heart. Now, that word explosion conference with Chaplain Downing in Columbia, South Carolina, my suggestion to you is to get online, kcm.org, and get the CDs, get the DVDs, do whatever you need to do to go through those meetings. It was one of the most powerful meetings we've ever had, especially Healing School. I'm going to tell you, that girl there preached a message at Healing School. It was brilliant. I sat there behind the scene there, and I'm watching and listening. I finally couldn't stand it any longer. I just jumped up and ran out there with her. It was so great and so powerful. I just wanted you to get that and enjoy that with the rest of us. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, as always. Now, this scripture is the one that the Lord has us to read every time on Friday, unless he says something different sometime. Let him that's taught in the word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to his spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. The word life is the Greek word zoe, the very life and essence of God. Now, we know this. Jesus said, Satan's coming. The sower sows the word. Yeah. Satan's coming. He's going to do his best to steal it from you. But this is the way by sowing into it, that's when the root of that revelation takes place in your spirit.
Had you ever thought about that's Satan's only hope is to try to, is to steal the word?
That's all, yeah.
It's all he's got.
It's all he has. And it's absolutely vitally important. They always inquire of the Lord.
Yes,
Father,
thank you, Father.
Reveal to each one of us throughout this entire radio and television audience what our part of this offering is. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, Father, we release the anointing of increase.
Jesus, we pray.
Now, you just obey God. Do what the Lord tells you to do. Go to church this weekend. Next week, Bill Winston and I will be on the broadcast teaching on the power of faith and love. I'm going to tell you what, you don't want to miss this. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory anytime on our website, kcm.org. Remember to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes. You'll have access to all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points for each of the broadcasts. Continue to grow in the Word with this week's product offer. Be sure to order yours today. Build your faith with these Word-based teaching materials. Jesus has opened the door for your victory. Come to these exciting events. April 7th through 9th, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the 2016 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. April 21st through 23rd, get connected at the 2016 Living Victory Chicago Faith Encounter with Kenneth Copeland and Kelly Copeland Swisher in Chicago, Illinois. July 4th through 9th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the 2016 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas.